Welcome to our Monday Thursday meditation. This Ignatian style meditation is based on the story in John 13, where Jesus washes his disciples' feet. Ignatian meditation encourages people to use their imagination and thus experience the stories in the Bible. Before we begin, we will read through the passage in the Bible. John 13, 1 to 17. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped round him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said that not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Having listened to the Bible passage, let's now prepare to meditate, to go into our imaginations with this story. First, find yourself a place where you're not likely to be disturbed. Make yourself comfortable. It helps if you sit with your back straight and your feet placed on the ground. Relax your neck and shoulders. You might like to sit with your hands open in front of you as a way of expressing your desire to receive from God. Take a few moments to focus on your breathing. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. In yourself, be still. Let go of all your distractions. Let your worries fly away. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Center yourself ready to listen to what God may be saying to you, and to listen to what rises up in your heart. as you sit with your eyes closed, you might like to repeat these or similar words. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Or, here I am, Lord, here I am. Now, let us imagine. Imagine you are in a simple upper room. It's sparsely furnished with table and reclining couches. There are smells coming from the cooking area. There are noises from the street outside. The food on the table in front of you tastes good. The light is gently fading as evening falls. Look around the room in your mind's eye. Who's with you? What are you feeling as you celebrate this meal together? As you look at those around you, think about some of what has happened during the day. Some of the conversations you have had. Some of the roads you have walked along. Some of the buildings you have passed. Think about the smells of the city. The crowds from people around the world here in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Now look down at your feet in your sandals. What do they look like? What do they feel like? You become aware of Jesus standing up. He takes off his outer garment. He wraps a towel around his waist. What do you think he's going to do? He goes to the water jar and gently pours some water into a bowl. He bends to wash one of the disciples' feet. Watch closely. What is Jesus doing? What thoughts are going around your mind? What emotions are you feeling as you watch? Next, Jesus comes to Peter. Look at his face. What emotions can you see there? You hear Peter ask Jesus what he's going to do. How does Jesus answer him? Peter refuses to let Jesus wash his feet. How does that make you feel? Jesus replies to Peter, "Unless I wash you, you have no part of me." Peter's response was dramatic and enthusiastic as he invites Jesus to wash all of him. How does that make you react? Jesus moves on to the next disciple. As you watch and listen, how do you feel about what has happened? You look up, and Jesus is approaching you. You realise that he is going to wash your feet. How do you feel about that? He looks up at your face. He asks you a question. What does he ask you? How do you respond? As Jesus gently cups your foot in his hand, what does his touch feel like? He looks into your eyes. His eyes seem to see deep into your soul. He looks at you and smiles. It feels as if there are only the two of you in the room. Jesus speaks to you. What does he say? How do you respond? Spend some time talking with Jesus as he washes your feet. Jesus begins to dry your feet. When he's finished, he stands and meets your eye as he moves on to the person on your right. As Jesus continues around the room, washing the feet of your friends, what thoughts are going around your mind? How are you feeling? Jesus finishes the last person at the table. He stands. He throws out the water. He removes the towel from around his waist. He reaches for his outer garment and puts it back on. He looks around the room and asks, "Do you understand what I have done for you?" What's your response to that question? Jesus goes on to say, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. No servant is greater than his master." Take time to think about what these words mean to you. No servant is greater than his master. It's time to leave the upper room, to come back into your space. Continue to sit quietly. When you're ready, open your eyes. Stretch. And slowly become aware of your present surroundings. You may like to record any thoughts, feelings, or prayers in a notebook or journal so that you can come back to them at another time. This is the end of this meditation.